Good morning, everyone. Welcome our guests this morning. So glad you could come. We're working on a talk on Lord Murugan. Is for multiple usage. We always try and get the maximum use out of one talk. So we're leaving for Atlanta and Maryland in a few days, and so this is for the Maryland Murugan Temple. That's our first usage. We're there on Sunday, I think it's May 30th. Sunday, May 30th. And then we're going to Cincinnati in July 4th weekend. And they're having a consecration for the Murugan Shrine there. They're moving the deities, which turns out Gurudeva gifted to them, into Temple of Greater Cincinnati. They're moving them from a temporary location into a permanent location. So they're having a new consecration ceremony. So we're going there for July 4th weekend. Then we're going to Montreal Murugan Temple in August. I think it's around the 16th or 17th of August. So they have a Murugan Temple up there for an annual festival. Actually, the time of the festival in Nallur. So they're celebrating the same Murugan festival that's celebrated in Nallur. So that gives you some background on where this talk is going, getting multiple use out of it. In some religions, the ultimate experience a religion offers is having a strong belief in the existence of God. In Hinduism, however, believing in God is only a first step toward an ever-deepening personal experience of God's presence. In this regard, many of the great saints and sages of Hinduism have had visions of Lord Murugan, the deity on the left here, and shared them with their devotees, thus strengthening the devotees' faith and understanding of these divine beings. In ancient times, such great saints as Arunagiri Nadar had visions of Lord Murugan and wrote of his experiences in his devotional poems, such as in Kandar Anubhuti. Swami Sivananda, Divine Life Society founder, wrote an excellent description of this work. To quote him, the term Kandar Anubhuti is derived from Kandar and Anubhuti. Kandar in Tamil is Skanda in Sanskrit. Anubhuti means becoming one with or experience. Hence, Kandar Anubhuti means to become one with Skanda and denotes God experience. This is a work sung by Saint Arunagiri Nadar as a result of his God experience, or Kandar Anubhuti, which also directs others to that experience. It is the experience of the saint given expression to in such powerful words that when it is repeated by others, it is capable of bringing the same experience in them in due course. Such is the glory of the work. End of quote. Here's one verse from Kandar Anubhuti. Lord Murugan, wielder of the veil, whose form shines like the crimson sky, on that day you revealed to me the unique divine experience. Having it and experiencing it is the only way to understand it. Is it something to talk about? How can it be told to someone else? In modern times, Gurudeva Savaya Subramanya Swami has shared some of his mystical experiences and perspectives of Lord Murugan in his writing and stories. One story has to do with the founding of this temple, our Kaudable Hindu temple, in Hawaii in 1973. A large Nataraja bronze had recently arrived from India, and Gurudeva was wondering where in the building to place it. That night in a vision, Lord Murugan came and struck his veil three times on the spot where the Nataraja deity was to be placed. This, of course, is in back of this. We placed the Nataraja there the next day, and worship began. On many other occasions, Gurudeva would casually mention that he had a vision of Lord Murugan the previous night, in which they were flying through the Akasha, or inner space, on their sides next to one another. That's what Gurudeva would describe. It's like lying on your side. That's how you travel in the Akasha. So they were both traveling in the Akasha together, quite often. Gurudeva named a book we hope to produce one day on Lord Murugan flying with Murugan because of these frequent visions. We have arranged group pilgrimages to India since 1969, and some of the pilgrims on various programs definitely had visions of Lord Murugan as well as other deities. The vision would often come in the form of the stone or bronze Murti moving and smiling at them, or turning into a human-like figure that would move, but also with their eyes closed, seeing the deity's face as a living being. You may find it interesting to know that Gurudeva enjoined all his devotees to revere and pilgrimage to Nallur and Murugan's six South Indian temples, Ganesha's many temples and shrines, especially Kumbhalavalai, and the Samadhi shrines of our lineage in Sri Lanka. Though not too many living today have had visions of Lord Murugan, in the year 1995, Hindus saw firsthand the milk miracle, where in temples around the world, devotees offered milk to the Murti of Lord Ganesha, and it was drunk by him. This surely increased the faith of many in the reality of Lord Ganesha and Lord Murugan. Knowing that the gods are real beings, and that the purpose of going to the temple is to experience their blessings, is what transforms the temple from a cultural hall to a truly sacred place. Here is a comment from Gurudeva on the reality of Lord Ganesha. There are a great many liberal Hindus and or Western influenced Hindus who don't think of Ganesha as a real being. To them, he is a symbol, a superstition, a way of explaining philosophy to children and the uneducated. But this has not been my experience of our loving Lord. I have seen him with my own eye. Notice, single, right? I've seen him with my own eye, not two eyes. He has come to me in vision several times and convinced my lower mind of his reality. End of quote. The stone or metal deity images, explains Gurudeva, are not mere symbols of the gods. They are the form through which their love, power, and blessings flood forth into this world. This is like our ability to communicate with others through the telephone. We do not talk to the telephone, rather we use the telephone as a means of communication with another person who is perhaps thousands of miles away. Without the telephone, we could not converse across such distances. And without the sanctified Murti in the temple or shrine, we cannot easily commune with the deity. His vibration and presence can be felt in the image, and he can use the image as a temporary physical body or channel. As we progress in our worship, we begin to adore the image as the deity's physical body. For we know that he is actually present and conscious in it during puja. Aware of our thoughts and feelings, and even sensing the pujari's gentle touch on the metal or stone. Though occasionally a devotee, when visiting a temple, may have a vision of the god, the more common way we experience the gods and devas when visiting the temple is as an uplifting, peaceful, divine energy, or shakti, that radiates out from the image. It is easiest to feel their blessings at the high point of the puja, when the flame is held high. The blessings or shakti of Lord Murugan is a particularly powerful force. It has the ability to temporarily activate the kundalini force within the spine. Kundalini is also called the serpent power, and when activated, takes us deeper into our inner self. If someone is used to this happening, then outwardly they do not show any change, but inwardly find themselves deeper into their spiritual nature, perhaps drawn inward for a short meditation. However, if someone is not used to the Kundalini being active, they may find themselves shaking a little and feeling quite hot. This is nothing to worry about, as it will soon pass.